If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Tour.
I'm Luke Hale.
Okay, yeah. Y'all know each other, Luke Hale and Too Rare.
For sure. Yeah.
Would you say you guys are friends or just?
No, we're friends for sure.
We got locked in more though.
No, okay. Sure. Like that put y'all on the spot. Like,
We got locked in.
I fuck with bro.
For sure. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Now, Luke Hale, let's talk about you first because you have a baby on the way. Congratulations.
Congratulations, bro.
I'm actually nervous.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I feel like this world kind of crazy right now to bring a kid into, but like, it's definitely like a blessing.
Absolutely. Like
this world is always going to be crazy though. It was crazy when you were born, you know, it's just a different crazy. Always.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's definitely like escalated, but I feel like I'm gonna have some fun though.
Yeah.
You know what you haven't yet?
Oh boy.
Damn.
Ooh. Little
kid. I feel like that's why like I'm even more excited because like I get like a little kid.
Yeah. For sure. It's funny because like I think it's I feel like guys always want a boy first.
Because mm-hmm. girls all the time, though.
Because girls make y'all nervous, like to have you think about all the shit
too.
You done did.
But I feel like as a guy, like when I actually found out I was having a kid, like I thought about the pros and cons of each. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Right. Like boy or girl. And, like, it was a lot of stuff. Like, I feel like a girl really will turn you into a man, you know?
Okay.
And really, like, a grow you up protection-wise and everything.
I feel like guys have different things to worry about growing up like boys. Like, first of all, y'all be... Not that we don't, too, but I feel like boys have to fight a lot more.
No, that's facts.
You know? And,
you
like...
You definitely gotta fight more.
Like, have you ever been... Have you ever been jumped?
No. I ain't never
As a kid
jumped.
Or nothing?
Never.
Okay.
I jumped people before. But oh, shit.
You grew up in North Philly. I know you didn't been in some fights.
Nah, I've been in some fights for sure, but I ain't never, like, get jumped. You feel me? Yeah. I thought I'd be too fast for that shit anyway. I'm taking off on a nigga. So
and now y'all got to worry about, like, somebody filming some shit. You know, it's so many things you have to think about now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You ever been jumped?
Hell nah. I don't even play like that.
No. Y'all are lucky because I just feel like, because I'm from Brooklyn, so growing up, I always felt, and I have an older brother.
Yeah.
So I always feel like one of the things about being a guy, and women definitely, girls definitely had to worry about this too.
But you have to think about things like that. Like, in what ways do you think that boys have it harder than girls and vice versa when you think about the pros and cons?
Man, y'all got it way easier as far as, like, being in them clubs. Y'all getting free just off of y'all looks.
But we get our period every month.
That's the only thing y'all fired guy that we fired. That's a fact, though. That's the only thing for
that's a fact. But I ain't gonna lie, like, y'all period affect us too, because like, oh, you got God. A girlfriend. So like, but like, I'm being real though, you got a girlfriend. That's when like the mood swings and like, you see what I'm saying? So it's like,
you lose, I lose.
It go both ways on that one.
Like, shit,
and she gotta give birth. Can you imagine what that would feel
that's
like?
Crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, like, I don't even.
I can't imagine.
I don't even like thinking about that
now. What?
Who got kids? Y'all got kids?
Yeah they do. I don't. Mm.
Yeah. Why you don't got kids?
No. Okay. Why I don't like, I? Yeah. I just never. I worked so hard earlier to not get pregnant. Yeah, and like,
that's real.
Yeah, like I was very cautious. I was on the pill like all from when I was in college, because right. I got pregnant when I was in college and I was like, oop, don't want to do that. And so I never wanted to go through that again. So I was like on the pill forever after that. And then, you know, I always just felt like very career driven. And I was like, you know, so I was always really cautious about it.
But are you at the point where like you want kids?
I wouldn't mind having one. Like, I don't know if it'll happen, because that's another thing women have to worry about. Like, at the point when you do want to have a kid, it's different. Like, for
that
y'all,
biological nobody clock get the ticking.
Yeah, you guys are still gonna be able to go out and work. Right. You know what I'm saying? So for a woman, like, to get pregnant and have to take time off and like, you know, it's a little different. That. But it's probably hard for you to not think about having to be on the road.
Facts.
You know, did you take time off when you know the babies do? Like, I'm home.
Kind of, sort of. Like, yes and no. Like, I'm definitely pushing it a little bit because I got, you know what I'm saying, business stuff to do, but I'm trying to make it everything.
Right.
For sure, because you got to be there, you know.
Now, what about you, Tuber? Have you ever had any scares?
Hell yeah.
Too scared.
Couple times.
Too scared. A couple
too scared.
Of times.
Plan B King, man.
Wow.
For real.
Some things like,
you know how hard that is for a guy to pull out?
I don't.
I ain't gonna lie, it wasn't, it was just like, it was a couple of times that shit happened to me. It's not that hard for me to pull out.
Are you more cautious now that you've had those two scares?
What?
So what happened? Like, tell us, like, what went wrong? Because you don't have a problem pulling out.
No, I don't got a problem pulling out. So basically, like.
Do you use condoms?
Yeah, I use condoms. Okay. Hell yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, this was with a girl that I wasn't using condoms with, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So like. The bitch was riding me and shit. When she was riding me, she going up and down and shit. She kept saying nothing to me. She kept saying nothing to me, you feel me? I'm like, no, like, you feel me? So I ain't gonna lie, that's how they get you though, when they riding and all of y'all in a motion, whatever.
I like
you
your hand
like,
motions. Right.
No, yeah, for real, motion. Like, she going up and down and shit, dang. Feel me? I peep, I'm about to bust. I'm like, oh, I lift her up. But I guess that shit still, like, you know?
Right, a little bit.
I ain't left for a year, like, a little bit still. Like,
you ain't get it all the way up off there.
But I ain't gonna lie, I don't know if I really nutted all the way in. You feel me?
All it was just one.
Like, that's
not
what I'm saying.
That,
like,
know?
It was just like a just in case, John. Like,
you
fuck
know
it,
you
I'm gonna
can
still
get
grab this.
Right?
Huh?
You know you can get pregnant by pre-cum.
Damn.
I feel like some guys are more leaky.
I don't think I believe in that.
Though. You get pregnant by pre-cum.
You feel it too.
Yeah.
You feel it. But it come out of nowhere. Yeah, you feel that shit.
You feel pre-cum?
Yeah. You feel that shit. It's like a little.
I feel like some guys are more leaky than others.
Yeah.
It's a leak. Like you could tell.
That's facts, though.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think
those
I
are the ones
tell,
that get pregnant without coming inside of girls.
Mm. So what happened? You had her take a plan B?
Hell yeah.
Okay. But see, that's the other
Go
thing about
puff.
That. You never know if she took it for real.
Go Puff.
No, I watched her.
No, you watch her.
I watched her for sure.
You could get a plan B off Go Puff?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's yes, great. Can.
Yep.
You
know.
Can get it from Walgreens
she
on
know.
Uber.
She know.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't have no TaskRabbit. So
I haven't taken
a
sure.
plan B in a
plan
long
B
in my
time,
life.
But I know it's there.
No, never?
No.
That's why you got kids.
I did.
Well, I only have one child, and she's a grown woman. She's older than me, y'all. But at this point, I'm no longer able to have children, and it's not a bad thing. I'm actually grateful.
You're happy. My child is grown.
I'm grateful
my job.
That I don't have to worry about that anymore.
I haven't taken a plan B in a long time, but I have, and it totally ruins your cycle. Like, I had a fucked up period for
yeah,
a
I heard
month.
That, too.
Yeah, I heard about that, for sure.
So I'm like the one that's refusing to take plan B. Like, God is going to do it.
Right,
don't
if it's
worry,
meant to be.
I'm not going to get pregnant.
Damn.
Hey, Sarah.
Ooh, you playing Russian roulette with that pussy, huh?
Yeah, you can't.
Nah,
you can't play like that.
See what happens. I'll play.
I'm not gonna lie. I like condoms. Condoms are fine for me. I don't like having raw sex. Having raw sex makes me paranoid. Do you want to have sex with me like really calm, or do you want me to be like this?
Yeah, because you know, that's the other thing you have to worry about is STDs. Yeah.
I ain't never meet a girl that love condom sex yet.
Condom sex sucks, but you still have to do it.
Huh?
Condom sex sucks, but you still have to
do it. I don't think it sucks. It's fabulous.
It's all about, like, you can make it sexy, like, putting it on the right way.
Put it on with your mouth.
And then it'll make it last longer.
Guy isn't under pressure on where he has to put his nut. He could come inside of you, and you could feel him come inside of you without actually making that mess.
Yeah, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't fuck up the pH.
Period. Right.
It's like my pussy stays perfect with a condom. Why would I ever want to change that?
Right. No.
But look, did you plan to have a baby, or was this like a nice surprise?
Hell nah. But like, it was a surprise, but it wasn't.
Do you remember the day?
Like, do you remember when it happened?
I ain't gonna lie. Like
thinking back,
I ain't gonna lie. Like so much. Like, it's just like when that shit like just happened. Like, you just like, damn, what? Because you know you do it so many times. It's like it gets to a point where in your mind you like, that shit ain't gonna happen.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause you just so many times, and it just like one day got that car.
So you don't remember the exact date or position or nothing?
He was like, it could have been any time.
I do.
Cause I be knowing, you feel me? Like, I know when I
mean, I didn't know at the moment.
How many babies you
had? No, I'm saying, like, I just know, like, you feel me?
Nah.
To not know is even crazier, bro.
I definitely got, like, my questions, like, all right, it was probably that day, like, that day just seemed like the day, like, it was, like, crazy.
Yeah, like, all I had was vegetables that day, and,
like,
plenty of water.
Like, that day it was more, like, into it, like, you feel me? Like, for real.
I probably was saying stuff like, you got my baby.
Like, yeah, like, it'd be them type of
things. My baby, hilarious.
I
got pregnant in a blizzard. Y'all.
What?
Lizard?
Yeah.
Like, we can't go outside. Yeah.
So in 1996, Philadelphia had a 31-foot snowstorm.
Oh, so yeah, the Philly nigga.
Yeah, I'm from Philly.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. I ain't know that.
I told you that. I called you my young girl.
I know,
I'm from
but
Philly.
I just thought you just did your research.
No,
you feel me? Like,
I'm from Philly. I'm an Uptown John. For life.
Okay, that's love.
So there's a hotel on City Line behind Fridays. It used to be the Holiday Inn. I don't know what it is now. Something else. But anyway, I was at that hotel for 3 days, snowed in. And 9 months later, I had a baby.
Damn.
Yeah, so I had a blizzard baby. It was a thing. It was on the news and everything. Yeah, it's a thing. You can Google it right now.
Damn.
The blizzard of 96, 10 months later, of course.
Because they do talk about when the most babies are born in like September and October, because people have sex around the holidays, like around
It was the end of January, like around the 29th.
For real though, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around the 29th or the 30th of January is when I conceived my daughter. And she was born October 15th.
Damn.
What a special treat.
I can't relate.
You don't remember? He had too much going on.
Nah,
he said,
I ain't gonna lie. Like, the time I think it happened, like, we was in the cabin on some crazy shit. Like,
what the fuck is a cabin?
In a cabin, like,
you know,
like out in the woods. Like,
yeah,
in the
like in the woods.
They
like,
were glamping.
Some real shit.
Yeah. That's something
like a long cabin.
You
were
like on a vacation.
Oh,
that's
right,
a cute vacation.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta go get an Airbnb cabin in the Poconos.
Nah, I do gotta do that. That seemed like an experience.
And there's like nothing better to do but fuck.
Yeah, the cabins is lit.
Yeah, they are lit.
But you gotta get one of the good cabins though, like the ones like 3-story with the pool.
Yeah,
that's like some movie shit though.
It is though. Yeah, it's some movie shit. Like
the hot tub. Shape like
put
a champagne
on your
glass.
No, I am.
I think one of Angela's Airbnbs is good for glamping.
Oh,
you have one upstate.
Yes, I do. It's beautiful.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Guys, check that out on Airbnb. Like
listen.
Right.
Yeah.
In the Catskills, right?
We'll leave some plan B in the gift basket when you check in.
Hilarious.
Hey, so tell me, so what was the call like when you got the call? Like, what was
I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of crazy because, like, she was mad at me at the time. So I'm thinking, like, she on some mad shit because I was like on some shit with some girls, like, but like on live and shit like that, just on some like funny shit on TikTok and shit like that. And I remember I was just in the bed, like on live shit, talking to the girls and shit. And then I got a message talking about, like, I'm crying. I'm like, she tripping. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like I got off live and I called. I'm like, why you crying? Like, you good? Like, you feel me? But then like she like, nah, I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh, like, it, like, was a catch-off guard. I really thought she was mad. Right. She really was like talking about some pregnancy. Wow.
So she wasn't mad that you was on the live. She just
yeah, she wasn't mad.
Is this her first baby as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fact.
So when did you get excited? Like, when were you like, right. Wow, this is... Because it is scary. And it bro, took a we second. Can't take away for that.
Okay. It took a second. Like, I feel like when I found that shit out, like, I just laid there for like an hour, like, and looked at the ceiling on some shit. Cause, like,
who did you tell first?
I was with my homeboy. Y'all with my homeboy.
He like, what happened?
My girl's pregnant.
No, like, I ran to his room. Because, you know, like, when you get in hotels and shit, like, everybody got their own separate room and shit. So right. I ran to his room. I'm beat on his shit. He like, yo, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Niggas be on some, like, paranoid shit. Right. I'm like, nah, my girl's straight pregnant. He like, what? Like,
damn.
That shit was crazy, though. Wow. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
What is some advice that you've gotten from like a family member or somebody that's close to you that already has children? Nobody told you anything yet?
Nah. Because I feel like everybody already know like I'm stable enough to really like take care of kids. So it's like nobody really thinking they head like, all right, I give them some advice. Like people just like, you know what I'm saying? Don't wear yourself out type shit. Yeah.
I'm going to give you some advice.
I need some.
Time over money.
Time over money. That's real.
Mm-hmm. That's real. Wait, what you mean by that, though?
Spend time over money. Spend more time and less money. Not like, to say okay. like less instead money. Of, instead but some of going people, on like, some people feel like when they are in a place of life where they're comfortable mm-hmm. financially, that they can put money. That financial on the kid, and that's
right.
enough.
Right.
But the kid is going to need your time more than the kid needs your money.
But yeah, right. but I straight already thought about that too. Though, yeah. like I feel like when you find stuff out like that, like you just sit down, you take a moment, you just think like, mm-hmm. What am I going to do for the next 18 years? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right.
And like I feel like. Me growing up not having no like father figure like heavy, you know what I'm saying? Like I definitely like want to be that
yeah.
place. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
That's gonna be. And listen, your songs are so sweet already.
Thank you.
I appreciate feel like that. This is. You know, I could just picture you. Can you picture singing to your baby?
And I ain't gonna like lie. That? I ain't gonna do that.
You are. She, I feel you like are. You are. You
but my girl be on my ass that. About that. She's like, bro, you got. But I ain't gonna lie. Like on some real shit. I'm straight. Like I'm a shy singer. Like.
Do you sing to your girl?
Nah, like I don't like singing, like.
But what you
I like,
mean?
Yeah.
Bro, you I like singing, like in the studio and shit like that. Like, I feel like when I'm getting my lyrics across, I like singing and shit. But like, if I was here right now and like, yeah, I was like, oh, sing, like.
No, but to your girl, cause look, what is the point of shit, having a man who can sing if he's not gonna sing to you?
I'm not gonna lie,
that shit looks different.
Waste.
That's like
I'm
some.
Not gonna
that's
lie. Like
wait, no,
being
Stephanie.
With a guy who sings, I'd be like, go.
That's yeah. like having yep. a girlfriend who's a massage therapist, but she's gonna give you no massage.
Like, but like I do it if she asks. But it's like, what's the point?
Nah, do it.
I've been with somebody who sings really good. You know what I'm talking about? He sings in bed. He sings in the shower. He sings to wake me up. He just sings
for real.
Yeah, he'll sing on demand.
Nice thing. Can you start, please?
You gotta get out your comfort zone.
You don't sing to the baby in the belly or nothing?
You gotta start.
I ain't gonna lie, I did do that before.
See? Okay.
I did that before.
Yeah.
I be doing weird shit. Like, I be reading to her stomach and
yes,
shit.
Yes, that's not weird.
That's
not weird.
Look at Tuber ready to have a baby now. Look at him.
Look, he's just sitting here. Think about it. Like,
for me, the best advice to give a new parent is to talk to your kids a lot. Like, yeah. like speak to them all the time. Always yeah. communicate with them because it's going to make them really, really intelligent.
Yep. Well, you said your father wasn't around like the way you would have, not having a father figure in your life. What was your experience like growing up?
My father was, but he wasn't. My mom always played that role. You feel me? Like, my mom had him on some child support shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, he was here, then he was, you know? Like, he was, I ain't gonna lie, like, he wasn't like a nut-ass father. Like, he wasn't ghost, you feel me? But it's like the way I be seeing other niggas' fathers and all that, he wasn't in it like
that. Consistent.
Nah. Like, he wasn't consistent, for sure.
Okay.
Like, he'll probably come around on some birthday shit, like, or make sure he sends me like a little birthday text or something, you feel me? But it wasn't like, no. Yo, we out this week, we out that week, you feel me? I'm coming to pick you up type shit like that.
You think something like that affects how you treat women?
No.
Or anyway, because sometimes we don't even know. Like,
hey, well, my mom really raised me right, so I really know how to treat a woman, you feel mm-hmm, me? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, like, I probably really ain't never need a father for that because I had uncles.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
that's
got,
good.
Yeah, like, when you got some uncles in, like, you feel me, like a big brother that... Yeah. You see with girlfriends and shit like that, you already gonna know, like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta buy roses, I gotta, you feel me, take out to eat. Like,
oh, you do all of that? That is so sweet.
Yeah, okay, man, gentlemen, man.
Look at my
young boy. What's a good place to go eat in Philly? Like, what's a good date spot?
I like Budokan.
I love Budokan.
Yeah, I like Budokan. It's good. It's like a vibe, though, you feel me? Like, you ain't gonna see too many people there and nothing.
I remember
like,
my first time going to Budokan. I used to dance at Delilah's and my sugar daddy took me.
That's crazy.
I had the angry lobster.
My
they still got the
daddy.
Angry lobster on the menu.
Huh?
They still got the angry lobster
hell
on the menu.
Yeah.
They have Budokan here in Manhattan too.
I've never been to the one here.
I take my mom there every year for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Damn. So you already know what Budokan
is. Budokan is a meatpacking, right? Yeah. It's right across the
street. I've never been to the one here, but I used to go to the one in Philly all the time.
Damn, I gotta be to the one here though.
Budokan, Morimoto.
All of them spots.
Yeah.
All right, so is your girl, right? Is she from St. Louis or where is she from?
Nah, she from Detroit.
Oh, she from Detroit? Okay.
Yeah.
That's how Angela's second home.
Yeah, that's my
how
second home.
How you meet her though? Instagram?
You
snapped
me up! Yeah.
It was some crazy shit though. Like I sit in her DMs to get on her home girl.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah.
Was you already lit or was you still?
I was lit.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, I was lit.
Okay.
But like, yeah, I slid her shit to get on her home girl.
And what happened?
Shit, like, I had talked to a homegirl, and she just, like, really, like, wasn't talking about shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just was like, fuck it, like, what's up with you? Like,
yo, you
I like,
crazy.
Shit, mine as well. But, like, wow. She was cool. Like, she was, like, genuine and shit like that. That's what I fuck
with. So, is she still friends with the girl?
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Because
ain't nothing
that's
nothing
crazy.
Transpired.
That's some wild shit. That's not that wild.
It's not that crazy. I've been in similar situations.
It wasn't serious. It's not like.
Yeah, it wasn't like y'all.
It's not like I hit her up and was like talking to her for like a year or some shit.
You make me want to leave the one.
Hey,
damn.
This couch is a maze.
Crazy, yo.
All right, now obviously everybody knows you from not just music but also from dancing.
Yeah.
Right. So what was it like growing up? You just were always
You know, dancing. Like you from Philly, so you know like the little block parties and shit like that. Like, you feel me? I was always like the one like, no, battle the mascot. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I've been like dancing since like a pup for real. But I really had brought it back out of me like during the time like the baby has run, cause I seen like, cause I ain't gonna lie, when I first started music, I hopped on some thorough shit, like some hood shit, like, and I'm like, nah. You feel me? Once I seen bro pop out, I'm like, he kinda showed me like I could get creative, I could do this, I could do that. So I really hopped in my bag, like, you feel me?
Right.
Like, I'm gonna just be myself. So that's when I really started dancing in some of my videos and shit like that. And I peeped, it brought me more attention.
Yeah, and I think having fun is a good thing.
Hell yeah.
So I feel like for a period of time that was kind of missing, but it is somewhat back.
Yeah, you know. Sure.
And you've had some like iconic collabs with people too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so talk about that a little bit, just like getting those calls, because, you know, just being like younger in the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you guys are, you know, for being a double XL freshman and everything, right. But... just getting those calls from like a Drake or working with Uzi, like being from Philly. Right. Did y'all know each other? How did
we didn't know each other. It was like as soon as I popped off, you know, when you pop off, they hear you. So they start reaching out. You feel me? But PNB Rock was like the first one from Philly to really like reach out to me and really like, nah, broski, we got to tap
That's
in.
Dope.
So, but I kind of text Uzi like, nah, bro, I need you on this joint. Like, you feel me? That's when I had my song Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? He did it, but he was going through a little something, so we didn't get to really... I mean, that's when I got Dirk on it.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? But other than that, it's like the more I was going up, the more I'm going up now, like the more people reach out to me. And I realized that like Drake, Dirk, you feel me? A couple other big ones, but yeah.
That's dope to be able to reach out to people. Sometimes people's egos don't allow them to do that. Yeah, like, you know, there's somebody you would want to work with.
Right.
But you'd be like, I don't know if I should, you know.
I ain't gonna lie, the Dirk DM fucked me up though the most, I feel like. Because I had DM Drake when I seen him, like, you feel me, hop on Sticky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah, broski. Like, he hopped on the wave that I was on, the club shit. So,
right.
When I DM him, he's like, yeah, bro, we got to do this and do that. But Dirk hit me up, like, I need you on the 7220 Deluxe. You feel me? And I'm like, damn. Right. Like, we were just banging his album the whole time. Man. You feel me? You DM me, tell me you want the, you feel me? Like, you want me on the Deluxe? Say no more.
That's lit.
So, yeah.
When did you realize that you made it?
I don't know. I feel like just seeing like people just fuck with your shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? You post some shit and like people just really like fucking with your shit and it's organic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really it. Cause like I blew up when I was in high school type shit. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it went from like me being regular walking through the halls to people like singing my songs and shit through the hallways. You know what I'm saying?
That's decent.
It's like little shit like that that's just like, you know what I'm saying? You walking through public, people like, oh shit, like, ooh, that's a singing nigga, da, da, da. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they just be like, yeah, like, and then like, also like going to other cities and being noticed. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, you might know me from my city, but me going to another city and you looking at me like, oh shit, there go bro, like, da, da, da.
Yeah.
That'd be like, you know what I'm saying?
Was there a moment when you were like, shit, this really, like, I'm the shit. Was there ever a moment when then you were like, this really happening?
I don't know. I feel like when you just living in the moment, you never really like, notice it for real. Like, you just living for real.
St. Louis having a moment right now, too, I have to say.
Yeah.
You know,
St. Louis definitely in the bag. Yeah. Right
sexy Rick. Sexy Rick.
Yes.
For sure, for sure.
Isn't that amazing, though, to have, like, a few people at once really blowing up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From where you from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have y'all done anything together, like, in the city or planning to do anything?
Like, as far as what?
Like, a give back or, you know.
I feel like.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, we ain't planned it, but I definitely like would do it for sure. You know what I'm saying?
The holidays are coming up too.
No, for sure, for
sure. For sure. That should be gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you should probably look into.
Yeah, for sure. You gotta put it together.
Mm-hmm. So do you still live there?
No.
Okay,
I moved to Texas.
Oh, so when did you move? How long ago?
Man, I lived everywhere. So it's like, damn. I moved out at like 18.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when did you leave St. Louis?
18, not that long ago, I just want to say. 18,
okay.
3 years
moved
ago.
Moved out of St.
Louis. Hey, how old you was now?
21.
Yeah, that's 3 years ago. He said that like it was well, that
that's
long.
That's a lot of, you could move out at 18. That's decent, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Some of us was forced to. I moved out at 17, but I didn't have a choice.
Right. Yeah. I lived by myself when I was 17. Yeah.
When I got my first apartment like on my own, I was so young that my landlord thought I was a runaway.
What?
And I was 18 with a almost 2-year-old. And he was like, I want to give you this apartment, but I would feel more comfortable if I was able to meet your parents. So I literally had to have my mom come to the lease signing so that he could make sure that I wasn't.
See, that's
a runaway.
Weird to me. I started college when I was 17. So if you could go to college, you could get an apartment. You know what I'm saying?
That's, I mean, it, I guess it was just something personal with the landlord at the time. I was so young with the kids.
At least they cared.
Yeah. I think it was like a moral thing for him. Like,
What made you move to Houston? Like, why'd you pick there?
Just testing out cities for real. Like, I'm at the point where I could just like move around and da da da. And I didn't want to stay in my city because like, you know, you got people hating on you, all type of shit. So it's like, you got to know how to, like, all right, I got to get up and get the fuck out.
You it's crazy. I was thinking about Houston. That shit lit out there? Like, would you,
that
like...
That shit lit, bro.
Consider me moving out there?
Yeah, bro, that shit lit, bro. And it's like...
I was thinking about the A, though.
That's where I
wouldn't move to the A, though.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Why?
No, I stayed in the A for 2 years, bro. I wouldn't do it.
No.
It's not as lit as you think. Everybody migrating out of Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? Like... Houston is like where everybody going, like especially like influencers and shit like that. Like that's where it's at for real.
Tax purposes, I think a lot of people like it there. Texas, period.
Right. Ain't so like, Texas got some cheap shit.
You trying to move?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying like, you know, expand all the way. But like I'm really trying to invest in a property, so that's like my main goal right now is to get a property. So I don't know if I'm gonna do Atlanta or Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I think the main thing, because, you know, I've invested in a few different things myself. But the main thing, actually, I have a 30-unit building in Detroit, in Midtown.
That's
yeah,
tough.
Which I'm actually be there tomorrow to check on. Okay. But I think it's also a matter of, like, where the real estate is going to be affordable, but also go up in value.
Right.
You know, so.
When it comes to investments, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, all of those things that we take into
consideration. And let me tell you something about Atlanta. I don't know about Houston. But the price went up in Atlanta.
It definitely did.
The price so high in Atlanta.
The price went up. It used to be cheap. I moved to Atlanta 18 years ago.
Right.
And where I live now, I rent a 4-bedroom, almost 3,000 square foot house. And that same specs I rented 10 years ago, half price.
Damn. Yeah.
So half of what
pandemic,
I pay now,
everybody
I paid 10
was
years
outside
ago for a house
in Atlanta.
The same time.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It's. I mean, I love Atlanta, so I'm not going to. Yeah.
So?
I love Atlanta.
I feel like Philly
but
went
I,
up
also,
too,
Also, I've never lived in Houston, and I've only visited Houston for, like, business reasons. I never really
but
stayed
like,
there for a long period of time.
When you visited Houston, what was, like, the vibe you gave? Like,
I always had a great time in Houston. Remember, we went to Houston together. We had a good time.
Yeah.
But
I haven't been there in a long time, but I do enjoy Houston.
Yeah, yeah, I like Houston. Yeah. And when I used to dance, so when I was stripping, I used to make money in Texas. Yeah. I made more money in Dallas.
I think it's really lit, like, on that tip,
yeah, it was definitely lit. Every time
I
went.
You really on that out there?
Yeah, it was.
Why not invest in Philly?
I don't know. Philly properties is high for like a... Like, you're not going to get what you're getting from a Houston
get,
or an
ATL. You're
going to
get more bang for your buck in the South, for sure.
And one thing I will say is always check and see if there's, like, incentives and programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's important, too, because a lot of times they love when you're from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to give back. One thing I will say that's really helpful is to be involved in, like, the politics of a place where you're from. If you care about it, you know, just make sure you see like what's going on, who wants to make change in the city, what programs are available, because that can be really beneficial for you too, just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. That's real too, for sure.
Is St. Louis a good place to invest, you think?
Yeah, actually, like, it's going up for real.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, just like building, like, business-wise as well, like, it's far, like, more than just like selling like houses and stuff like that. Like, they building new soccer stadiums and shit like that.
That so. And that's when you really pay attention to what's going on when they're building like new stadiums, you know, and things like that.
Do something. Yeah, for sure.
Because people also would appreciate that. Like, a lot of times I feel like, you know, we get a little money and then we move and we try to invest other places, but there's nothing like, you know, doing
investing
something where you're from.
Right. Yeah.
And getting people to support that. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, putting that out there.
Definitely, for sure.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Look, I feel like all of this talk like has made you earlier, as we were discussing everything, think about, you know, your legacy too. Now, Do you feel like you're in a position now? Do you have a girlfriend?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
When's the last time you've been in a relationship?
Probably like a year ago.
And what happened?
She couldn't really like take like the shit that I was coming with, you feel me, like the whole growth process of me doing this show, me doing that show, you feel me, her seeing me doing this shit with this girl and that girl, you feel me?
That's
I couldn't follow no female rappers and shit, like, nah, you tripping, you feel me, like, this is what I yeah. do, you feel
she
me?
She clearly
like,
was not the woman for you.
That's what I'm saying, so after I peeped that shit, I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
Right, so you like being single?
Hell yeah, I love being single. I love being single, actually. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say, like, I want to get in a relationship, but, like, it's less distractions, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't gotta worry about when I'm at this video shoot. If I'm grabbing her ass, you gonna react by the time I come home and I show you. I can't even, you know?
Or you could find a girl that's with it.
That's what I'm saying.
That understands.
That is what he's saying.
Yeah, but if you're not understanding, it's like, you feel me?
I don't feel like no girl understand, though. Like it always.
You have
to that
some
point.
Women that might understand.
Yeah, I don't lie. I deal with some females. Like I'm talking to some females right now that act like they understand.
But as soon as you get into the situation, it changed.
That's what I'm saying, though.
When you get in a situation, it changed.
Like, once you really get there.
Or you had them girls that won't trip because you got a bag, but you don't want them type of girls.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Right. I feel like I've been accepting of certain things in the beginning of my relationship, and then when I start caring about the person, I have a different tone.
For sure.
I'm very clear. I tell my man, I said, I'm never having a threesome.
No.
So, I'm not doing that.
But he's okay. Both of them had to shift in the club.
Where's everybody going?
So funny.
That's crazy.
Do you remember your first threesome?
Yeah. It was in Miami.
It was?
Like, yeah, like a year ago. Like, not even a year ago, probably like 7-8 months ago. That shit was like a quadruple some.
Okay. Fun times.
Yeah, for sure. Like, my security, I was in the room. My security straight sent, like, all the girls, they was looking for me.
Mm-hmm.
We just had, like, a little game night in Miami and shit. Like, doing, like, the little Rolling Loud shit. All the girls in the crib, they like, where we at? Because they know, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, he in there. Like, go get him. It was like 4 or 5 of them. He set them all in the room and turned out the light. They was all grabbing on my shit and all that. It was like, I felt like 8 different hands on me.
Crazy. Was it everything you thought it would be?
I ain't gonna lie. Hell yeah, for sure, for sure. Then I started seeing the girls, you feel me, do their little thing together and shit. I'm like, no, it's lit. Like, this shit lit. You feel me? For sure, yeah. For sure.
Okay. Yeah. I was like,
right.
Like, yeah.
No comment.
You never had a threesome before?
No comment.
You never had a threesome before?
No, I ain't never had no threesome, bro.
Damn.
And he never will.
Like, like on some crazy shit though, like I always had like intimate sex though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, clearly, you making babies. So.
Damn.
I told you so.
That shit deep.
You can hear it in his music.
Yeah. That shit deep though. Mm-hmm. Like, you get, like, I ain't gonna lie, like, when you find out you're having a kid, like, you would have did a lot of shit, like, kind of different. Like,
right.
Damn, but, like, I should have had the chance to do that. But, like, then you'd be like, damn, but I'm in love with my girl, da da da. So, mm-hmm. I'd be like, it's straight.
Yeah. Probably could have been threesome with the girlfriend.
Yeah, well, sorry. No,
you're gonna have a girlfriend, bro. You're gonna see what it's like, bro. Like,
but maybe one day,
have you ever had a conversation with her if she would do that?
Yeah.
She not with it.
She ain't with that shit. I know she ain't.
Hell nah.
She said no.
She don't be playing that shit.
Okay.
That shit not.
Damn.
She don't be playing that shit.
You too young, bro. Like, you gotta really, like, you feel me?
I'm already.
So you think you're never gonna have a threesome in your life?
As she long might. As he's with his woman
ain't gonna
of
say
his
that. Current,
she might change her mind.
No,
you never say never.
That right.
I mean, I feel like it's a trust thing, though.
Never say never. No, she might grow and evolve.
It's a trust thing, like
how to change her mind.
That's what I'm saying. Like, your girl, like, start trusting you more. Like, would it end up? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
women say no to threesomes for other.
I heard females get jealous when they have threesomes.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me. Yeah, I was.
Oh, you was the jealous one?
No.
Okay.
The other girl was jealous.
Absolutely not. I've been in a threesome.
How you know?
Because I told this story before. We've been doing this for 9 years.
Like, yeah,
we definitely
know.
Had that story before. So I was actually having a threesome with a married couple.
Damn.
I think they were married. And this was a really long time ago. But like mid-stroke, she stopped him and was like, you enjoying this too much.
Damn.
Like, yeah. Like she
went ahead and looked like.
I feel like you got to act, though. Yeah. Like, you got to act like you're not enjoying it.
Like you hate it. Oh, like, my God. Like, why are you making me do this?
Well, that depends on your situation and the woman that you with. Because I've had a lot of threesomes with a guy that I was in a relationship with. I had threesomes with, you know, couples. And, right. You know, I've been in different types of situations when it comes to the menage a trois. I've never been the jealous type.
Gigi's very confident. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're very confident in your
like I wanna watch. I wanna see. I wanna see what she gonna do. I wanna see him enjoy it.
Imagine you having a threesome and like the other chick squirt all over your man. You'd be like, okay, now hold on.
Right. Damn.
That's happened to me before too.
Damn.
A girl squirted when we was having a threesome. It wasn't with my man. It was some guy that we just, you know, decided that we wanted to have some fun with. But she squirted and I was just like, oh shit.
I got a question for you though. Like, can you only have threesomes like when you drunk? Cause I know that's a thing too.
Well, see, I like pussy, so.
Oh yeah. So like you could do that.
I want a threesome.
Sober.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm not the girl that has to be talked into it. I'm the girl that's gonna be like, baby,
that's gonna be
look
with it.
Right. I'm like 110% sure every time I've been with more than one partner in the bedroom, it was because I was drinking.
I feel like it's a drunk thing for sure.
But you also are
Stephanie
not
does
that
say that. She's
I like
always
sure
like
drink. Lit drunk.
Yeah. Nah, but I still drink. We're not even gonna get into that conversation. But I feel like But I feel like there's ways to do a threesome, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think I would do a threesome with somebody that I really love, you know? Because right. I don't want to share the dick that I love.
Right.
But when you're having fun, you know, it's a guy you trust and a girl that you
it's
know
just fun.
Is going to take care
it's
of you.
It's a good time.
It's right. a good time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. look, out. If your girl was like with another woman, would that bother you?
Nah.
You even if you like weren't you involved.
Snapping.
Nah. nah. Okay. I went. Well, it depend who with though. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Because girls be nasty too. So you got to think like, you with a girl just like me with a girl. You see what I'm saying? Like, as far as like clean wise, you see what I'm saying? Health wise, like, but other than that, like, nah, like, I would want to see. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'd be like, shit, like, send me a video, like, let me see or some shit like that.
Well, would you ask be to there, join?
Fuck the video.
Yeah, I would ask to join. But I feel like that's some nigga shit, though.
Yeah, like, and you know, they always say with a threesome, the girl has to pick who the other girl is gonna be.
That's real, too.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a guy to pick, and they never do it.
Yeah, they don't want to. I always like, those
I call one of your hoes and tell that bitch to come eat my pussy. And it's like, no.
No.
Yeah. That's if you be lying to that bitch and you don't want the truth to come out.
Now, too. Have you ever ran a train?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I know you had to. Now you say you never ran a train, that's crazy.
The fifth.
Hell yeah, I ran a train before.
I plead the fifth.
Damn.
I got a baby on the way.
That's
a tour shit.
Hell yeah, I ran a train.
Were you first?
You said, was I first?
First?
I was probably like second.
Oh, shit. Okay. You know, guys always lie. They either say I was first or they say everyone else did it, but I wasn't involved.
No.
It'd be like, I was probably like second. You do be first.
I knew I wasn't going last, though. I knew I wasn't going last for sure. Like, we used to be arguing about that shit in the crib. Like,
who's last?
Real shit, though.
Yeah,
whoever's at the bottom of the totem pole.
You know,
could you see yourself, let's just say there was could you see yourself wiping up somebody who maybe in the past.
Yeah, ran the train?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I know this guy from my block in the city, and he had three kids with a girl that he met in the train.
What?
Yeah, see?
He shot the fuck out.
He fell in love with them.
And on the low, the first one ain't really his.
On the low.
On the low, but on the high, we know now. We didn't know then, but now we know the first one wasn't even his.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got me fucked up. You got me fucking
hey,
up.
Hey, love is love, guys.
No, and then when they finally broke up, this is a crazy story. When they finally broke up, because they ended up breaking up, he ended up having a baby with the other biggest hoe of the block.
Okay.
So he
must
just
like hoes.
Like
yeah, he must just like
yeah.
hoes for sure.
We always
use the word experienced.
Mm-mm. Okay,
experience
the other
woman.
Most experienced girl who was sucking dick in all the project staircases.
Yeah, nah, he got it.
Nah, yeah, I'm cool.
You think you were good at?
And he's one of those sensitive dudes too. Like he be crying and he sings.
Oh,
yeah,
is he a
just
cancer?
All the way shot out.
He is a cancer.
Oh, he said it.
I swear to God, he is a cancer.
How
like he's
I know?
A sensitive guy.
They be
know?
The sucker for love.
He's like, damn.
Fuck, no, that's dead.
But he ended up. But the second girl, she got pregnant. Right, she got pregnant and. She didn't know she was pregnant until she was 5 months pregnant. Like
so she
literally,
was still getting trains.
Listen, she wasn't really a train. She was just with every guy on the block. For
that's
sure.
a train, like, either way.
Yeah, it's a different. It's like a separated train. Like right. one yeah, in the afternoon, up. And then one in the evening, and then through the morning.
So she just
she
loved sex that much.
She
didn't know she was pregnant. So when the baby came out, it was like who's the father? Everybody on the block was like nervous.
Yeah,
and everybody.
And I was actually there when the baby was born, and I looked at it and I knew whose baby it was. And what? I told her, I was like, you know, this one looks like said person. And she's like, it could be.
could be anyone's.
Nah, that's
so it ended
so
up
that was
as
your
the
friend.
Baby got bigger. She was my friend. She's not my friend anymore.
But yeah.
I'm not gonna
I wouldn't trust her around my man.
That's did they great. Ever like did she ever actually like find out like DNA wise like who baby it was?
Yes, because she took him to child support.
It was who you thought?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about when the baby came out, spitting image like his father. Like,
he
looked exactly like his father. You cannot deny who that father was.
Yeah.
The same color eyes, and he actually is one of the only people on the block who had green eyes. It was between two of them.
Oh, yeah.
It was between
like this conversation is crazy. Yeah. Like, I'm having a baby.
And then,
this shit crazy.
But this has nothing to do with you. You know what? This should make you grateful.
I'm listening to this shit. I'm like, females do this shit.
When she gave birth, he was still with the train, the one he met in the train, right? And it was like a problem.
Who do you think is more savage, men or women?
Savage?
Yeah, like savage.
I ain't gonna lie, men.
Yeah.
Men, I'm cute to me. I ain't gonna be one of them.
See, we're talking about all this, but men are really the ones.
Yep.
They show it. They're not afraid. Like, men, they're not afraid to show it.
I mean, they was fucking her, right? And Raw, they was going Raw, clearly, if she was...
I would never go on the train Raw, ever. That's dead.
He's like, I have more...
So that's like a red flag right there.
No, but so the first one that he met in the train, she saw the baby, and she knew it was her man's too, because that was her man. You know
what
I mean? But,
Tuber, since you said men are more savage, what would you say is the most savage thing you've ever done?
The most savage thing I ever done?
Off the top of your head, like, shit, I can't believe I did that.
Damn.
Don't worry, little Kel, we're not going to ask you.
Like, what you mean by that? Like as far as... Because it's like different categories. Like,
so besides running, being a part of a train, right, multiple times, like is there something that you did that you might have know in the moment or in hindsight that you broke somebody's heart and you might feel bad about it? Like, damn,
you can apologize
that.
Right now.
I fucked the nigga wife before.
See, that's savage.
Yeah, I fucked the nigga wife, and he known too. Like,
yeah. So.
Or did you ever fuck a girl and then have another girl later on suck your dick after you didn't take a bath?
I did that.
You've done a lot of
that's savage.
I'm savage.
That's another one savage thing.
So wait, the guy's wife. Were you friends with the guy?
No.
Okay,
but you knew it was his wife.
I ain't that savage.
But you knew it was his wife.
I ain't know it till like a little bit after. So I damn near did some shit that I ain't even know I did. For
okay, and then you. But did you fuck her again after you found out?
Yeah. He did.
I did. I swear, okay. I promise, I did.
Okay, you did.
No, but it wasn't because of him. Like, I still run that shit back. You feel me?
Mm. It was because of her.
It just ain't happened.
She was like, I can't.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy girl bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Yeah, before. For sure.
Tell us about it.
It was a bitch, you feel me? She from Philadelphia.
Why you gotta be a bitch?
No, cause listen, I'm gonna say she a bitch because like
she did you dirty.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, it was a bitch, right? And you know, like when you upcoming and shit and you trying to build your fan base and shit like that, but you don't got the city like that. So I was in that position. Mm-hmm. And the nigga had the city at the time, but she was my girlfriend.
Okay.
Feel me? So once the nigga popped off, she started seeing the nigga government, tag him in videos with his song playing on the radio and shit. I'm like, how the fuck you know, bro? And he just popped off. I know you don't really know, bro. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I did my little homework and shit.
Ah, oh, shit.
They had like a little block party or something where he was, you feel me, performing at. She wound up being in the same hood, which is West Philly and all that shit at the same time.
Like, bitch, you from North, mm-hmm.
What you doing? Yeah, you feel me? Like, you from North. What the fuck you doing in West around the yep. same time as that shit? So I just
on the stage.
I just did my homework, you feel me? So when I did my homework, I peeped game because bro was following me at the time. Then he wanted to unfollow me and
ooh,
shit. So I said,
now you done made me have an issue with this other
you
artist.
Feel me? Yeah. So it's like, he wound up tagging and shit. So me and her had a little back and forth. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that shit broke my heart for. Then I wound up eventually seeing bro on some LA shit once I had got signed off like my fourth or fifth song. And we wound up, you feel me, catching back up with each other. He tried to lie to me, tried to make it seem like she made him unfollow me and shit. But either way, you feel me? I peep game, though.
Right.
But
yeah, and like didn't it feel good to be like, well, look what I got going on.
You feel
on.
Me? Yeah, hell yeah, nigga. We in the same position. Right. Nigga,
look
like,
at me now,
tripping.
Bitch.
You feel me? No, real shit, though. But yeah, them niggas are relevant now, though. I know she be wanting to double back on me now, but.
But you let her?
Fuck no.
Well, okay, have you ever had your heart broken?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Tell that. I want to hear it.
I feel like you got one of them the middle school heartbreak stories.
No, I ain't get my heart breaking middle school. Middle school
not a
heart.
Middle school heartbreak.
You know, middle one of the ones
that's you got
that,
two
they,
girlfriends
that they
yeah,
that they yeah. carry with them forever.
He was
they
like,
don't
I, got,
let it go.
I broke some hearts in middle school. I said, I gotta be an artist.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, like I don't remember when I got my heart broke for real.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't real then.
So then you're
right. Yeah, because
yeah, you would
heart,
remember.
You would know.
Yeah, that
should
still
know.
Affect you to this
yeah.
day.
Yeah, like the only thing, like I made a song called like Wrong and shit. Like,
oh,
crazy.
That was
like,
the one that really popped.
Did me
off.
Wrong and shit. Yeah, but I made that song about a girl. Like she was like linking up with my homeboy and shit, but mm-hmm. they wasn't like doing shit like that. It's just like you know you feel some type of way. Like yo,
you feel some type of way. You made
homeboy.
A song about this shit. I'm gonna keep it real.
That's some real shit.
You had your heart
you
broke,
a song
gang.
About it.
But other than that, like, it was like I don't know
for sure.
So are all your songs? You would say experiences that you've been through.
Damn right.
So you the one that is like now.
Damn right. Yeah.
How do you know she was the one?
Just because, like, I don't know. It's just a different energy. Like, it's genuine. You know
you
what
can't
saying?
Explain it even, right?
Yeah, it's like
that's how
shit.
You know. Yeah. It's like, I can't even get it out, but I yeah, just know. Like, when you know, you know.
Like, even when you argue, like, with her, like, or a girl, like, that you into it with, and you know, like, that's the one for you, like, it's like, when you arguing, like, you tell yourself, like, I'm done with this girl, da da da. And you go some days, but you like, damn, like, I'm still thinking about you, like, shit like that, like, that shit really be like, yeah, like, you in my head for real. And don't right. nobody, like, it's mind games for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah.
So what are you looking like?
I was trying yawn without showing y'all that I was yawning.
Oh, wow.
I had to do a little stretch yawn. It's been
on some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Love, but that shit feel good, though. That's how you know, like, that love shit, that shit feel good.
It do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys did this cabin vacation. What's the first vacation you ever been on with a woman?
I don't be on that.
He's like, I've never been on a fucking vacation.
You haven't?
I ain't gonna lie, I haven't. I flew a female out,
you
but like, I never
that's
like.
Not that's, like that's not the same thing. That's not the same. Come on.
No. I never like slid to Cabo in Mexico, huh?
Fly girls first class?
No.
Hell no.
That's bad?
Oh my God.
How that's bad though? That's
Boo.
Not bad though.
Oh my God. like,
so, I mean, God. You still young though.
Yeah, but you'll meet the girl that's gonna make him fly. You still young,
but yeah, you'll meet that girl that's gonna tell you like, if
yeah,
you ain't first,
know
don't
it's
do
worth it.
Yeah.
So you fly real close. Do you pick the at least? Do you get like a window seat or?
I don't
you put them in the fire exit.
Whatever.
I'm glad you know what airlines I'm getting.
You putting them on Frontier, Southwest?
Huh?
You putting them on Frontier, Southwest, Spirit?
Spirit.
I don't give a fuck what I put you on.
We got
if you don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck though.
Well, see, women. So women has their women have their boundaries and standards, and you might have not come across that woman yet.
But
eventually, you're gonna come across that woman that's gonna be like a Delta One or nothing. Period.
Yeah. Well, Delta One needs to go everywhere. You know?
They well, chill, you know, though. I was putting it at the top of the top, but you know, Comfort Plus at least.
But it's a 2-hour flight though.
So that's I still need to be in first class.
2-hour flight.
Damn,
you sit in the middle for 2 hours.
Like, what's
because
the
I need to be comfortable.
Okay. But a 2-hour flight means that you got to get
first
on an hour
on,
in advance.
First one off.
So that's an extra hour. Oh. And then,
wait. The answer just says because you can sit in the middle. For 2 hours?
That ain't shit. God, I did it before shit. Why can't you do it?
I'm going to sit in the middle.
I pay my own first class flight.
Period.
So,
or I'm going to upgrade.
I'm known for upgrading, even for work.
It depends what status you're on, though.
That's like, true. I'm not going to lie. I use my miles.
Like, if you ain't got no status, I'm not just... No, yeah. I'm not just putting you in first class to show you I got
lot,
it. That's
and I'm platinum on Delta, and they'll upgrade me to comfort and put me in the middle seat, and I'll be like, all right, I'm going to eat that. It's only 2 hours.
And comfort.
That happened to me today, as a matter of fact. Damn. My flight here, I got upgraded, and I was in...
But you booked your own shit, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's work, though, so it's a little different.
Have you ever been sprung off some pussy, like, this is so amazing...
Yeah, I've been struggling.
Look, keep thinking about her. Look at this.
I ain't gonna lie, like when you do that, like that's when you know, like when you keep running that shit back. You feel me?
Yeah.
Y'all can argue and all that shit, but you gonna make sure you get that pussy. You feel me?
That's like, how I know that I still got it because I do some like I send a man to hell.
You do
and
some off the wall.
You come
shit.
Back like I don't know what's not about you. I know it's about.
Have you ever had a girl pop up at your house unannounced?
Hell
yeah. Boy, I hate that shit.
What's right.
What's wrong with you?
Hell yeah, that shit happened to me like 2 times with two different females for sure.
Nigga, that shit happened to me like 10 times.
Damn.
That shit some crazy.
But that's how you know you really sling your wood though. You feel
that's some real shit though.
Like if you ain't slinging wood.
What was you doing when she popped up though was the question.
Huh?
What was you doing when she popped up is the question. She didn't catch you on no BS, did she?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had a guy pop up on me one time. We were neighbors, and I recommend not ever messing with your neighbors, guys. Because I was
everything.
In the apartment with the guy that I really, really, really liked a lot. And homeboy came to my door drunk at 4 a.m, banging my door down. I just came from the club with this one, and I just put him to sleep. And out of nowhere, I'm about to get in the shower. I hear somebody, the police sounding like it's the police on my door.
Damn.
So I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It was the neighbor.
And then I look, and my phone is vibrating, and I'm like, all right.
Somebody
so
knows me.
I look at the phone and it's him calling me, calling me.
Time.
I had to put the radio up so the one that I was wake up.
Yeah.
But look how, oh my God, my ex, don't ever do that again.
Ooh, I was in a long distance relationship and my ex used to pop up on me all the time. And one
kept
time he popped up.
I feel like y'all like that though.
Nope.
No, I didn't like it. And let me tell you, this guy is
so
a
like
known
that.
Guy. Mm-hmm. A guy who is not supposed to be doing that.
So listen, he popped up, right? And thinking he was going to catch me doing something. And he actually did catch me doing something. Guess what I was doing?
What?
I was having a butt shot party.
What?
It was literally a girl on the table getting butt shots. And
he
was
is
like,
popping up.
And he popped up at my house. And
that
I was like,
illegal.
What are you doing? It's very illegal. I'm like, what are you doing here, right? So I'm
damn.
Like, all right. So he like thinking he caught me doing something. I'm like, all right, look.
How
before
the fuck
you walk
do you,
in.
Hold on. Not to cut you off, but how do you throw a butt shot party?
So the lady,
no.
I'm not gonna give him the. I'm not gonna give him that. But
how
the,
do you
the
promote
lady,
that shit?
So
though?
Not really a party.
No,
not really
no.
a party.
Okay.
Not a party.
It was private.
But it was very private.
Okay.
But it was,
all right.
The
that
lady
makes
came
sense.
In town and booked a bunch of appointments, and I let it happen at my house.
Oh, all right.
That's what
right,
I meant
that,
by
that.
We
had drinks.
We was vibing. We smoked weed.
And everybody lived.
Everybody's okay. Everybody was good.
And
we move on. But I didn't have to give him a disclaimer. I had to give him a disclaimer at the door before I let him in the house. And I'm like, look, just go shut the steps and don't look. He like, what you mean don't look? I'm like, just don't look. Please, just promise you, just don't look. Of course he looked. And he got the steps and he's like, what's going on? I had to explain to him, like, we getting our butts done. He like, you got yours done? I'm like, I went yesterday. Like, leave me alone.
Damn.
You can't get that introduction.
We yours. You said it happened to you like 10 times.
Hell yeah. I went fucking viral for one of them.
Oh, wow.
Girl, you ain't see that shit?
No. What happened? Tell me.
Girl, put that on me.
I'm
going to
look at the video
shit
after this.
And like, I was in the bed with my homegirl, though. It wasn't
with
like
my homegirl.
Yeah, so it wasn't nobody
ain't
you was
no
hitting.
No homegirl.
Nah.
Or you was hitting
naked?
Her. Keep it a
bit. Nah. I wasn't hitting.
Was she naked?
He fraud.
Like.
You look like you lying.
She had your ethicals on?
Nah. See,
she
like,
was getting butt shots.
Well, he fraud. You can't get out. You can't get her out.
Nah, like, on some real shit, though, like, we straight did not, like, you see what I'm saying?
So y'all ain't never fucked ever?
Not that
a lot. Yeah.
See? We finna pull
the video up as soon as we wrap.
Nah, bro.
Be quiet, man. Go ahead. What your movie?
That shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And go
talk
ahead
to me. Tell me what happened.
Like, really, it was on some shit like me and my homegirl. We was chilling. We was watching a movie and shit. And then, like,
what movie
just,
was it?
I don't remember.
They wasn't watching.
What happened? Get to the point. I want to hear this.
We was watching a movie or some real shit. We was watching a movie. And uh-huh. We fell asleep.
Oh,
and
they then, fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. And like, you got woken like, up by the girl at
7 in the morning. Like, it was my girlfriend and shit like that, but though, like, she was my girlfriend for a long time, but we had broke up type shit.
Mm-hmm.
We was broken up for like a month. She was coming to get her clothes.
Ooh, at 7 a.m.
See what I'm saying? At 7 a.m., but I knew she was on some.
Yeah,
she
was trying to catch you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had like the code to the door. You know, you got the one shit where you just type in the code. Mm-hmm. She had that shit. She ran in my shit. Boy, I opened my eyes. It was like 8 girls. And I'm like, oh, shit. That shit was crazy.
This ain't no orgy.
8 girls?
It ain't.
She came with her squad. She knew it was up.
Yeah, bro. Like, that shit was crazy.
Mm-mm-mm. So you never had intentions on fucking the girl? That girl that you was in the
game. The homegirl that you was watching the movie with that fell asleep in your
you
bed.
You not about to just watch no movie with no homegirl game.
Yeah,
like,
in the bed.
We niggas, bro.
Now, did you have clothes on?
I had clothes on.
Did okay. She have
Do you
clothes
sleep naked?
On.
Do I sleep naked?
Mm-hmm.
See how I just ignored?
Yeah. Because that's my second time asking.
He won't answer shit.
Nah.
Bruh, the video's available. He can't
listen,
lie. All
right.
Answer enough. We know.
Right.
She...
Is allergic
she had
to
a
clothes.
Lot of skin. She had a lot of skin.
She had allergic to clothes.
She had a lot of skin.
She was in like her shorts and her bra. Okay, so she was naked.
Did you still talk to her after
her
that?
Birthday
like
suit.
Since that was
yeah.
your homegirl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we kicked it and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because like, I ain't gonna fake it. Like, that shit went viral to the point where you like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta like
own it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, my fault I put you in like that situation. Like,
right.
I ain't try to do that.
Was she looking cute at least?
It was 7 in the morning.
Yeah, every
but,
black
you know,
every black
cute,
queen is beautiful.
Oh my God. Hey,
damn.
Yeah.
7 in
Good
the morning.
Morning
though.
7 in the morning, crazy. That
damn.
Blew my shit though.
How
like.
You? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Like some PTSD after that. Like
I want some real shit. Yeah, I sleep different
real.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waking up like this and shit. Like you be having.
I don't know if 8 chicks.
How the girls had
here.
8 girls with her. In the morning, though, like
that was well planned and thought out.
It had
well
to been because
yeah.
I know.
Shout out to my girls, where my
period.
Girls at?
And my bitches.
Yeah,
now the crazy, crazy part is the craziest part of the story is she drove all the way from Florida straight to my house.
What?
Damn,
with that's 8 people
all the way to St. Louis or Houston.
You must have put it
Atlanta.
Down
to Atlanta.
From
damn,
that's like 9 hours.
Oh, no, I ain't never had no crazy.
9, 10
shit like
you know how mad you're gonna be to not
yeah,
turn around
crazy,
at some point
that's
during
some
that drive.
Shit.
Like, you know what? This is crazy.
No, that's crazy, gang.
But shit, I already like that shit was some years ago.
Damn,
I outlived.
She was probably
shit.
Trying to prove a point.
I'm still alive.
She was trying to prove a point. That's
for sure.
Real.
You told me I'm still alive. She keep killing me every time.
That's some scary shit, though.
It's like a reminisce part two.
Damn.
That's some real shit. Fuck.
Just think about all the things you've been through already in life, you know? And here you are, like, shit is just still all the way going up.
No, for yeah. sure.
Don't it feel good?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And y'all got so much more life to live.
No, for sure.
Facts.
Yeah,
that's why I ain't really
beginning.
Trying to get tied down
started.
Right now. Like,
No. I know you feel like you've been here for a long time, but it's you got so much more ahead of you.
No. I definitely know I ain't been here that long. You feel me? And I definitely got way more in store. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's why you need to get in a relationship. You gonna, but I ain't gonna lie.
Trying to convince me to get in a relationship.
You gonna keep going up. You gonna keep going up, bro. You're gonna get to a point where you'll never get in a relationship because it's like, I'm so lit now, like, you can't trust nobody.
Unless she be beneficial to me, though.
Mm-hmm. Would you date somebody that's in the industry?
I don't know. We gotta be beneficial to each other.
Or maybe like an actress or an
hell
athlete.
Yeah, I would.
Oh yeah, he definitely
actress,
would.
Actress, I don't know about like a rapper, female or not. Like, I don't know.
An R&B singer?
Probably so.
Maybe.
You'd date an IG model?
Yeah.
Some real shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course he would.
Hell yeah.
Why not?
I ain't gonna lie. It all depends on how the fuck the vibe is, for real, for real. You feel me?
Like, that's what matters. Part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if you thorough, I feel like you different or something. You ain't really ran through like that.
Yeah. And then plus, she'll understand what you got going on, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes that's important.
Kinda.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I
feel like
lie.
Any girl that catch feelings, like,
Right.
You feel me?
Have you ever, see, we always talk about women catching feelings, but y'all catch feelings, too.
Oh, yeah. I be in love.
Yeah. Y'all clearly. Catch feelings, too. Y'all be like.
Nigga, I'm not fisting her in front. Like, I be in love. Shit. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong at all.
No. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate that we had a good time with y'all tonight.
For sure.
I'm not going to lie. This was fun.
Definitely.
Hell yeah.
You know, I just want to make sure that also, because we didn't even promote nothing.
Oh, yeah. She was just talking about
right, what's next, y'all?
Shit, man, I'm just promoting this project, Fufurea, right now. Mm-hmm. My first project ever. I got more singles
that's
on the way.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
And you're signed to
Yeah, I appreciate
Warner?
It. Yeah, Warner, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out my to Warner. Shout out to Ryan ever. Press.
Yeah, that's my guy Ryan.
Yeah.
I went to high school with Ryan.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know he from Uptown.
For real?
Yeah.
I got
Ryan's
meet him
like
then.
My little brother.
Mm-hmm. I ain't meet him yet, for real.
But you know what we talking about.
We're going to FaceTime him in a minute.
Right, yeah, let's call Ryan.
Ryan is literally like my little brother, for real. When he first, before he even got started in the music business, he used to sleep on my couch.
Damn.
And go to meetings. Like, he'll tell you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he's from Philly, so we love that.
Damn. How you meet so many Philly people?
My best friend is from Philly. She's from Mount Airy.
Like how?
Yeah,
like,
she went to where she went? Germantown Friends.
So you from out here?
What high school
I'm
you
from
went
Brooklyn.
To?
Okay.
What high school
sense.
You went to?
I went to Lincoln High School in George Washington.
And she went to
you went to smart schools.
Yeah.
I went to FLC.
For real? Mm-hmm. Oh, she, I know about FLC.
Yeah.
I think mama being smart, you know. my best friend Santi Gold, she's from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to every summer, because we went to college together, stay with her in Philly. On Sedgwick Street. That's where their house was. On
okay.
Sedgwick. Yeah.
Uptown.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like I know a lot of Philly people from her.
Right.
Because she went to college. I mean, she went to high school with Ryan's older brother, Damien. And then that's how I know Ryan. He was like my little brother.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yep.
All right. Okay. And then let's talk about you.
Shit. What's next besides this baby boy
on
the way?
Yeah, this baby dropping. This baby dropping. When's the baby coming?
Like December.
Okay, so a Sagittarius or a Capricorn?
Oh, like the end. I don't know.
Oh, Capricorn, like me.
That shit might come early.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Amazing thing. Oh, okay. Your son is going to be very practical.
You're going to have a Christmas baby.
Yeah, your son is going to make some money.
I don't want no Christmas baby, though.
Nah.
Too many gifts.
Yeah. No. And it sucks for us, too, because we get them joint presents. Like, this for your Christmas. This for Christmas and your birthday. Right.
Yeah, but me, I know I go all out, so I'm going to have to...
Nah, that'd be great.
Little Cal's gonna be spoiled.
He's gonna be spoiled like a motherfucker.
You have a name for him yet?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So many different names.
Not a junior.
No matter what, it's gonna be Little Cal. We can't help that, right?
His middle name definitely gonna be like Mikhail. That's my middle name.
Okay, Mikhail. Okay.
Yeah, you
got a little Mikhail. All right. So what else besides the baby dropping?
Well, a lot of shit like this week I got a new song coming called Reminisce.
We heard it. Yeah, we love it.
Sure, yes,
shit.
We do. Yeah.
Appreciate it. That shit gonna be fire. Mm-hmm. I got a project coming soon with some hard shit on it.
So. Okay, no particular date yet.
No particular date. Well, I think it's a date, but I don't remember.
I think around the baby is good.
What, to drop a project? Hell no. You gotta drop that shit
all this baby shit.
Yeah. Before the baby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, November 10th is the date.
November 10th.
Okay,
so
we have
very soon.
It's in November 10th.
Yeah, that's very soon.
Like November 10th.
Yeah.
Duh.
She hip.
All right, is it baby making music?
Oh, yeah, it's some baby making music on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
So you need to listen
all
to
that. All right, no, Tariq does not need to listen to that.
Yeah, don't listen to that.
Y'all crazy, man.
I bet.
It should be a song called Plan B.
Man, damn right.
Listen, he probably got you one need a song called Plan shit. B. Look, you got one. You need to make feature a song called
Plan B.
You make the song Plan B and you do the feature.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to make the song because I'm the nigga without the Plan B.
Yeah, yeah. This was it.
So you make the Plan B and then you do the hooks.
Yeah,
crazy.
That's
no, but I love this. Thank y'all so much for coming. We had a good time talking. I know it wasn't like a conventional interview. We had
lip service is never conventional.
Yeah.
So.
All right, lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.